This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, I'm excited to do this. We're about to do a playoff touchdown drive. This is the rules for it. You can only select players rushing and receiving touchdowns. No passing touchdowns count. You select the two players that you think are going to score the most touchdowns over the course of the postseason. We have 10 people participating in this, so that means there's 20 players who will be drafted. This is the draft order. Cody, you have the number one overall pick. Pete Sweeney, you have the number two overall pick. Nick, you're at the three spot. Rob has the fourth overall pick. Sean Barber at fifth. Kling at sixth. I have the seventh pick. Fesco has the eighth overall pick.
I see how this is going.
Bink has the ninth pick. And Alex Gold has the 10th pick. So you have the 10th and 11th pick.
Okay.
Snake
okay.
style here. That's how we're doing it. Does everybody understand the rules?
A snake.
Sure.
Yes.
I mean, if the one rule you're explaining that a draft counts to 10, yes.
All right, just making sure.
How was draft order determined?
Two things to clarify. Punt return, kick return, touchdowns, if they happen, do you get credit for
those,
that?
Those count.
Okay.
The only thing you don't get credit for are passing touchdowns.
Okay.
That's it.
I'd like to propose a trade.
Why are we trading?
We're making a trade early?
We're trading.
I'd like to trade Rob.
What are you doing?
You're a draft order.
From the station?
What do you got? What are you giving him?
I was going to trade my pick with Rob's pick. He wants to pick towards the end. I would rather take Rob's pick.
I thought we
agreed on this already.
Babe, Rob, if you buy my first beer at Cinder Block Friday, I'm in.
Yeah.
No, done.
No.
I'm the commissioner here. You
agree.
I allow it.
You realize the trades are insane. There are only two picks. What am I trading for?
So that means Bink now has the fourth pick?
That's right.
All right, Bink has the fourth pick now.
Wow.
Oh, God.
This is like Monopoly when you're, like, trading money under the table. This is so shady.
I'll do the dishes later, Nick.
Yeah. No, pretty,
does anybody else want to make a trade?
Yeah, someone's getting – does anybody want my 2025 picks, too, while we're at this whole thing?
I'm not interested in trading.
A conditional pick if the player plays 75% of the snaps and it becomes a one.
I'm not interested in trading. Is anybody else interested in making a trade?
No.
We're good.
Is there a minimum players or max players that you can have, or can I trade my number two for two players?
No, you get two players.
Okay.
You don't get three.
Right.
Trades
make no
might
sense.
Be one or two, you know, might.
I don't
be
know. That first Il Padrone on Friday is going to taste so good when it's free. You have no idea.
All right.
All right. Easy.
All right, Cody.
I love your draft order.
All right, easy. Cody. You have the first overall pick.
Cooper Kupp.
Yeah.
Cooper Kupp.
Stunner.
If you want me to go outside,
stunner.
Sorry.
That's a stunner.
Sorry to disappoint.
Okay.
Interesting.
Thank you, Cody.
I actually don't think that's a good first overall pick.
No. He's playing one game.
I don't think Cooper Kupp's a good pick.
Okay, the only team I'm guaranteed two games with is the Chiefs. That's it. It's the only team. It's no other team I'm guaranteed two games with. I'll just take the guy who scored the most touchdowns.
She went with Hardman. Looked pretty good last game.
Yeah, that's
just
true.
Say.
Good point.
All right.
That's
Bob's
that. Pick for eight. I want to save him.
I'm
going to
leave Hardman out there. I'll go Davante Adams.
Davante Adams.
Who does not have a game in week one?
It's fine with me. Yeah.
Might
have
they might still play. Might get three. Yeah. They still might get three.
The number two overall pick. So Cooper Kupp is off the board. Davante Adams off the board here. All right. Number three overall pick, Nick. You have the number three overall pick. Passing touchdowns do not count.
I'm trusting the board here. He's my number two rated player on the big board?
Okay.
Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce is a great pick.
Sending shockwaves across the league.
Kelsey's a great pick here. All right, Bink. The trade is official. Bink has traded the 9th overall pick plus one Il Padrone to Rob for the 4th overall selection. It has been approved by the committee.
Debo Samuel.
Okay. You think you're getting more in one game?
That's a reach. I think the Niners are upset.
You traded up for Debo Samuel?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not even the 49ers did that.
Now I love this trade. I love it.
Oh, my goodness. Love it. Debo fourth?
He's the everyman, man. You
think he's getting you 3 touchdowns and a loss to the Cowboys?
They're going to beat the Cowboys. He's going to run the football, catch the football. Debo Samuel's a great pick.
All right.
I love how you give your own analysis. Great pick by me. I nailed it.
Imagine if the draft pick. Beach comes out and is like, I nailed that pick.
Yeah. He did with Mahomes. He said he was the best player he had ever seen. He did.
By the way, I mocked Cooper Kupp to the Chiefs back in 17, but go ahead.
Okay, all right, Pink.
I'm just saying.
All right.
How many times have you told us that in the last 3 days?
I'm saying.
In the last 30 minutes. Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phone line right now. Sean Barber, you have the 5th overall pick. Right now, the number one pick was Cooper Kupp. Devontae Adams is off the board. Travis Kelce and Debo Samuel. Who are you taking with the 5th overall pick?
With the 5th overall pick, I'm going to take the number one player on my big board, and that is one Tyreek Cheetah.
All right, that's a great pick. I'm shocked that Tyreek Hill lasted to the 5th overall pick here. I'm shocked.
Yeah, you could get 4 games. And
I'm shocked Tyreek. I actually thought Tyreek was the number one overall pick.
Mm. Yeah, you could get 4 games.
I think he should have went number one. I would have taken Tyreek number one.
I mean, I'm guaranteed 2 games, which I like, but heel injury, I'll just wait.
9 touchdowns on the season, 4 games maybe in the playoffs.
All right, Kling.
Yeah, that's half as many touchdowns as Cooper Kupp has.
Who do you got, Kling?
I did have Tyreek Hill as my pick here, so Sean Barber swept that one away. Mm. I will take Ja'Marr Chase. I think he's going to play the extra game at Arrowhead in the AFC Championship game.
Okay. Who thinks New England's winning?
Ja'Marr Chase, 6th overall.
Sniped.
That's
buddy.
A strong Barber. Selection. All right, with the 7th overall pick, I will select Mike Evans.
Yeah, that's strong. To get it there, that's a great pick.
He's number 4 on my big board.
I will select Mike Evans.
That's strong.
You talk about teams that are guaranteed to play 2 games.
They're pretty close.
I feel very good about Tampa Bay playing into the second.
Sometimes gets the yips, that Evans, though. A little bit of yipsy.
I mean, like, every once in a while, he just has 1 for 4 injured in the first quarter.
Definitely could get hurt with Mike
Evans. I can't
Evans.
Believe you're bagging my guy for 14 touchdowns.
You're still on.
I
can't believe
still on. Bink has let it go. That's his lead tonight on Arrowhead Pride.
I'll let it go.
All right, Fesco. All right, so far, we are at 8 with pick number 8. Cooper Kupp is off the board. Devontae Adams is off the board. Travis Kelce, Debo Samuel, Tyreek Hill, Ja'Marr Chase, Mike Evans. Who are you taking with the 8th overall pick?
I'm going to go with Gronk with the 8th overall
pick. Okay, Rob Gronkowski with the 8th overall pick. Bank, you got any thoughts about Rob Gronkowski? Is he a good pick?
I like that pick, actually.
Okay, all right. Nice to make sure.
And your Evans pick, too. That was...
He's so angry. I like that.
Who do you think scores more touchdowns this playoff, Gronk or Debo Samuel?
Debo.
Okay.
Yeah. Hopefully for your sake.
I hope so.
Thought we might catch you.
Trade it up.
I just wanted to catch him slipping a little bit.
Shanahan's in an Ayuk mood that day, then I'll go in that direction.
No. You're just going to use Debo the whole time.
All right, Rob. Rob, you wanted to pick 9th overall. You chose to pick 9th overall. You better knock this pick out of the park.
With the 9th overall pick, I'll be taking Joe Mixon, the running back from the Cincinnati Bengals.
I specifically told Rob he wasn't going to get Joe Mixon at 9. And
he slid all the way down.
There he is.
Joe Mixon has a 1 touchdown they lose in the first round of the playoffs upset vibe all about him. He just has that vibe all about him.
You don't even know if Burrow's leg is okay yet. They might be gone quick.
All right. Joe Mixon. All right. Alex, you got back-to-back picks here.
I do.
You got back-to-back picks here. You have the 10th and the 11th overall pick here in the snake-style draft.
All right, so
Slytherin.
First up, I'm going to go Aaron Jones.
Great value, Aaron Jones.
Go Aaron Jones, Packers.
He's been banged up on the injury list.
That's fine. That's fine. I'm going to take another guy that's hurt. How about this? I'm going back-to-back running backs.
You're not.
No, I'm not.
You doing it?
No, I'm not.
You coward. Derrick Henry. You're about to take Derrick Henry. No, don't walk it back.
No, my issue is I'm hoping I don't want to take two guys that I know can't both make it to the Super Bowl. Does that make sense?
Like, yeah, no, I get you.
So I'm not going to, because I was going to take Lenny, but I think the Bucks and Packers are going to play each other in the NFC title game.
Just spare us. Go A.J. Dillon.
No, I'm going to go, I'm going Devin Singletary.
All right, Devin Singletary. Not a bad pick.
It's a great pick, actually.
Great value.
Great pick.
Great value where you got him at. I'm actually a little bit surprised you went Singletary over Diggs at that point.
Yeah.
If you're going to take one bill, it seems like you would take Diggs.
People are talking. You're saying that was a reach.
A lot of people at nine are having a party in the draft room if Stephon Diggs is still on the board.
That's fine.
Wow.
All right,
going running backs. It's playoff time.
All right, Rob, you have the 12th overall pick here. Oh, you asked for this.
I wanted it. I'm going to take Stephon Diggs, wide receiver, Buffalo Bills.
Mixon and Diggs.
I'm irrationally angry.
Two teams that'll get two games.
Two good players, the ninth pick, and a beer? You didn't play the game right at all. You guys are all idiots.
Mixon and Diggs may be out by Sunday.
100%. Out of the tournament. All right, we're going back to Fesco. These are the players off the board. Cooper Kupp, Devontae Adams, Travis Kelce, Deebo Samuel, Tyreek Hill, Ja'Marr Chase, Mike Evans, Gronk, Joe Mixon, Aaron Jones, Devin Singletary, and Stephon Diggs. Those are the players off the board. All right, Fesco, this is your final pick. You have the 13th overall pick. Who are you taking?
Unlucky 13. I'm going to go with CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee Lamb, the first Cowboy.
I say nobody's taking a Cowboy.
Off the board. The first Cowboy off the board. CeeDee Lamb. All right. I don't dislike the CD.
Nobody wants a Raider yet? That's weird.
Nobody's taking a Cardinals player because everybody's thinking they're losing right away, right?
Mm. Yeah, to me, those teams are so tough.
Although James Conner had 18 touchdowns this year.
I know.
Only running backs or wide receivers.
Is Cody going to handcuff himself at 20?
Yeah, whatever. At least I'll get two games out of somebody.
All right.
I'm not ruling it out.
14th overall pick. It's back on me here. 14th overall pick. There's a lot of different directions that I can go in this pick. With the 14th overall pick, I'm going to take Darrell Williams with the 14th overall pick. I'm playing the volume game here. I'm playing the volume game.
Yeah.
If he scores four touchdowns over the course of the playoffs, that puts me in a great spot. I'm going to take Darrell Williams here, the Chiefs' number one running back.
Who's breathing so
loud? I don't know. Still a lot of mouths to feed in the Chiefs offense, though.
That's Fesco.
Pete, what's the injury update on Clyde Edwards-Helaire?
Oh, man. He's as healthy as a horse right now.
All right. Who's up next? Kling, it is on you. You have the 15th overall pick. Who are you
taking? As much as Pete's trying to bait me to take CEH here.
So healthy.
I think I will take... Commandant Alan Lazard.
Alan Lazard. All right.
Can you take a Cyclone? That should be against the rule. You're a Hawkeye. There should be rules on this. I don't take any Tigers on my team.
Well, there aren't any in the playoffs. There aren't any guys who are eligible.
Who the hell are you going to take?
Yeah, there's nobody eligible for this. All right.
I'm just surprised Carrington didn't still take a Chargers player despite them not being around.
No, relax, okay? I haven't taken any shots at you today. See? I should have left you out of this draft. That's what I should have done. All right, we're going back. All right, Barber. This is the final five. Cooper Kupp, Devontae Adams, Travis Kelce, Deebo Samuel, Tyreek Hill, Ja'Marr Chase, Mike Evans, Gronk, Joe Mixon, Aaron Jones, Devin Singletary, Diggs, CeeDee Lamb, Darrell Williams, Alan Lazard. Barber, who are you taking with the 16th overall pick?
With the 16th overall pick, I'm taking my guy, King Henry.
Henry with the 16th.
Could be a big payoff.
Tremendous payoff. Derrick Henry with the 16th overall pick. Cody, are you surprised Derrick Henry lasted this long?
Not really. I mean, nobody knows what he is. Plus, everyone thinks the Titans are losing in the next round.
Get one game.
They think they might just get the one game, too.
All right.
I mean, if he lasted a 20, I'd have taken him. Sure, why not?
Yeah,
let's take a chance.
Okay. All right. Derrick Henry off the board. Yeah. All right. We've got four picks left.
I'm not going to remember anybody who's left.
Bink, it's back on you.
Good luck. I just named you a player in the postseason.
You have Deebo Samuel here. It might be your best interest to take somebody who can get you to at least round two of the playoffs. Because right now, I'm not sure if Deebo gets you there.
Mecole Hardman will be there. He'll be there in the second round.
Yeah, that's a tough one. A.J. Brown.
There you go.
A.J. Brown's a great value at this point. A.J. Brown's A.J. Brown's fantastic value at pick 17. Good pick.
Pick's done.
They also could be eliminated, but great value with where we are. All right. Nick, it's on you, Nick.
Okay. All right.
Yep. Uh-huh.
I'm going to be drafting Sony Michel.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Sony Michel.
Have you seen his touchdowns this year?
Yeah. Not worried about Cam Akers or anything?
You looked at Sony Michel's touchdown number.
Sony Michel?
You know that I'm prepared. You know that I did my
You're
research.
Obviously not.
Cam Akers is back.
I know that he was fourth in red zone rush attempts this year. Who?
Okay. All right.
There's Sony a little nugget Michel. For you. A little factoid.
Ooh, came with numbers.
I will say
Didn't
this.
I'm impressed. That, did you?
You might have actually drafted the only player who I don't think is going to score in the postseason. Sony Michel. He might have actually been the first person who's going to get a zero for one of his two players.
I will donate an Il Padrone to Nick.
All right.
Just for taking that.
Wait, is this a sympathy beer thing?
Yes.
All right. There are two picks left. Peter G. Sweeney.
I'll go Damian Harris.
Ooh.
Damian Harris is excellent value at 19.
You think they beat the Bills?
Yes.
I wish I hadn't taken Cup now because Connor has 18 touchdowns this year. But I can't take two guys going up against each other.
Sure you can.
All I need is a two-touchdown game.
I'm only guaranteed. I need a two-touchdown game for them to get knocked down Cooper Cup to go to the Super Bowl. I need somebody with two games. I'll take Dawson Knox.
Bills
Dawson
tied in.
Knox.
Nine touchdowns.
Double-digit touchdowns this year, right?
Yeah.
Or what?
Nine, that's
a good pick.
Nine, yeah.
That's a good pick.
Broken
They're going to get a couple of games.
Dawson Knox?
Nine touchdowns. I think he has the second most on the team, right?
Yeah, but they were all early in the season.
Were
like
they?
The two first 2 months
Patriots
of the year.
Won in Buffalo last time around.
Right?
You know? They did.
You drafted Deebo Samuel fourth overall. We're not having this conversation.
With his 14 touchdowns, all right.
All right, I'm going to go through the 20. Cooper Kupp was the number one overall pick. Cody, you have Cooper Kupp and you have Damian Harris.
No, I have Dawson Knox.
Dawson Knox, my bad.
I just took him seconds ago.
All right, Pete, he has Davante Adams and Damian Harris. Nick has Travis Kelce and Sony Michel.
That didn't need to elicit a snort from you, Bink.
All right. Bink has Deebo Samuel and A.J. Brown. Barber has Tyreek Hill and Derrick Henry. Kling has Jamar Chase and Alan Lazard. I have Mike Evans and Darrell Williams. Fesco has Gronk and CeeDee Lamb. Rob has Joe Mixon and Diggs. And Alex Gold has Aaron Jones and Devin Singletary.
Notable omission, Zeke Elliott.
Yes, we're all 49ers.
James Conner.
I said that. I just couldn't take
James
him.
James
Conner.
Everybody thinks they're losing week one.
No T. Higgins.
Weekend,
no so. Josh Jacobs.
All of these Kansas City radio hosts also have given up on Clyde completely.
Not a single one of us. Clyde, maybe.
I mean, how many touchdowns do we think that Clyde Edwards can score in this
playoff? Darren Williams went in the top 10, and we didn't even give Clyde a nod.
Did you take Aaron Jones, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah. It scares me because Dylan's been getting a ton of those.
Deebo Samuel scares me after only playing one game probably in the postseason.
Both of Binkley's wide receivers are at risk of being knocked out in like two plays.
They're using the run.
A.J. Brown and Deebo Samuel, they might not make it a quarter.
He threw a touchdown pass last week. He runs. He does everything.
I mean, the throwing one wouldn't count.
Yeah. I had 49ers beating the Cowboys. So.
Okay, yeah, so you got Deebo making a little bit of a run here.
Mitchell probably was a bad omission as well.
Elijah?
Of the
Talk about a guy who can't stay healthy.
I feel really good with my two picks. I feel really good with Mike Evans. I have Mike Evans and Darrell Williams. I feel
that's strong.
And
then two teams that can make it to the Super Bowl.
I feel really good about that.
I just want to fast forward to Sunday night when Derek Gore gets that goal line carry for the touchdown.
We're all cheering for Michael Burton runs.
With being a Travis Kelce selector, if Blake Bell gets one of those shovel pass 2-yard touchdowns,
gonna happen.
QB sneak on the one.
I'm coming unglued.
All right, this was fun. All right, we got everybody.
What's on the line?
Oh yeah, what are the stakes here? Let's do
put something up.
We're gonna put something.
Is everybody putting $10 in?
Yeah, we can put 20
of us.
In.
$10 a piece. 20 of
you broke. Let's go 20.
Okay. Well, let's do 50.
Okay. Winner take all, $20.
Yeah, let's put everybody put 20 in the pot.
Yeah.
Deal.
Everybody put 20 in the pot. All right. I feel good
about
this.
Even you, Debo.
Gold was saying, let's do 50.
I know how we paid out just a winner.
Like a stewardess. Yeah, just a winner. Information.
Yeah, just
only 10 of us.
You don't get no third place coin.
I'm asking for Barbara.
Yeah, you're asking for Barbara.
Always asking for Barbara.
All right, let's really quick. Who do you think was the worst pick?
Okay, why are we doing this?
Okay, no, who do you think was the worst pick?
I think we know that. You're looking right at him.
You think it was Sony Michel?
I do.
I mean, I might regret taking Singletary over Diggs if the Bills go on a run. But I think in this first game, though, Bills-Patriots, it's more likely Singletary gets a touchdown than Diggs. But if the Bills go on a run, I might regret that.
I think Aaron Jones, because he's been banged up, and A.J. Dillon's beginning a lot of stuff. And Barbara went with King Henry,
I think Packers,
hasn't even been activated yet.
3 games out of Aaron Jones, hopefully.
I mean, Derrick Henry is a huge boomer bust pick for the playoffs.
Like, totally.
He might get 6 touchdowns or zero.
He could have 7 touchdowns. He could go out there and just look like a shell of himself.
They
and
could
then,
be using Deontay Foreman again at the goal line.
Yeah, and then have 5 carries and then get injured.
Can you imagine, like, activating Derrick Henry and then giving Foreman the goal line carries? What's even the point then?
Yeah, no,
Why'd you even rush him back?
You wasted everybody's time if you did that. All right, this was fun. Everybody's putting in 20.
Perfect.
Yep. And we'll see who wins this. All right. We will see. I appreciate you guys for coming in and participating in our first ever playoff touchdown draft.
Thanks, C-Dot.
No,
it was a pleasure.
Thank you, Alex, for coming in. I know how busy of a person
you are. Stayed late. Stayed late for you.
Coming up on the other side, we'll play for you what Ben Roethlisberger had to say, woe is me, for the Steelers quarterback. That's next. Keep it locked in. It's the drive.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.